Hey, this is Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, the Sparks team. And today is Monday, July 11th, 2016. Thanks for getting on the call with us tonight. We're really past the first week in July. And if you're within driving distance to Nashville, Tennessee, consider coming to the Todd Falcone Network Marketing Mastery training held on July 30th this year, 2016. You can get registered with that. You get our email newsletter, you'll be able to click on the link to do that. But this is going to be an exciting training for anybody that's in our type of industry, direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing. Seats are filling up fast. I really suggest anybody that has dealers in this area or people that you think might be interested in building a large and successful AMSOIL business, come to this training class because I think you're going to learn a lot. This guy's a pro in the business, been at it for 20, 30 years or something like that, and he's just got a tremendous amount of information and knowledge and experience in our type of industry. It's all generic training, so there's not going to be any companies mentioned. If you come to our training, don't wear your AMSOIL gear, just come incognito, as they say, because it's generic training, but it really will help you build your AMSOIL business. The AMSOIL Buy Local, if you're on the Sparks team and you're listening to this, we're still waiting for many dealers on our team to get on board with this. We're going to plan a new training webinar on this very soon because we feel that this is very important. We've already done 1 month of Google AdWords for some of our customers, and it's working really well. And we're going to be adding more accounts this week. So we met with our AdWords person. And what I'm doing with that is if you're on our team and you're using the AMSOIL Buy Local, as I get my guy used to the AMSOIL lingo and what people are looking for and everything, then we're going to open it up to everybody else. And if you want to use him, that's great. If you want to find your own person, that's great too. But I think this program is going to work. We got a brand new retail on the shelf account this week somewhere in Oklahoma, and we mentioned this to him, and he was very excited about coming on board with us and getting some free advertisements to help people find his business. It was pretty interesting, though, is when I met with my guy, we had a couple that had five or six clicks. It cost a total of like $1.50 for those six clicks. So, somebody clicks on it, it goes directly to that website. We're not paying for just 100,000 magazines to sit on somebody's shelf somewhere. We're only paying for the clicks where people are interested in buying the products. And then the second thing we're doing is it's only in a targeted market. So we're only doing, 15 to 30 miles distance around where the location of the business is at. So it's not going out to the World Wide Web because somebody's not going to drive 100 miles to go buy AMSOIL locally. They're going to drive within, 20, 30 miles, and they're going to go pick the products up. So we're really doing this micro advertising, and I think that's what all dealers should be focusing on, is driving traffic to those retailers that you have, whether it's an installer, whether it's a retail on the shelf account, whether it's an independent dealer that has it on their shelf and they're stocking products. And you don't have to have the entire AMSOIL product line to be listed on this thing. If you got a couple of products you use yourself, get listed. There's no cost for that if you're on the Sparks team. So we think this thing is working. I got an interesting call tonight for you guys. I recently went through the AMSOIL warranty claim process for one of my customers that had a remote control airplane. He flew that and it lives in my local neighborhood. It's a little bit... I have to tiptoe quietly through this one because he's a local person. He's been using AMSOIL products for 3 or more years in his remote control airplanes. and had a recent failure. And we went through the process with AMSOIL on the warranty claim for that, and I'm going to go over some of that information. Just know that AMSOIL stands behind their products 100%, but they're just not going to give out, you know, free stuff for anybody that thinks, oh, well, I use AMSOIL and my engine failed, and that's the end of it. You know, there's a lot of factors that go in and are involved with that, and I've got some great technical information for anyone that goes through this process. AMSOIL hires professionals that work for AMSOIL Incorporated, and you know, they go through the entire checklist and they determine if it's a lubrication failure or not, and if there's a warranty claim that would then be processed. So I'm just going to tell you the AMSOIL warranty document is a G1363, and I'm just going to read a couple of lines from that. What this warranty covers: AMSOIL Inc. of Superior, Wisconsin, hereby warrants to the consumer that at the time of sale, its lubricants are free of defective materials, design, and workmanship, and are fit for use according to the written recommendation of AMSOIL and in applications for which one or more of the specifications set forth in the product data bulletins and product labels are specified. This is very important if you're an AMSOIL dealer, that you have to do this within according to AMSOIL written recommendations. If you're recommending a 1540 motor diesel motor oil in a vehicle that calls for 0W20, AMSOIL will not warranty that. It has to be within the written recommendations of AMSOIL. So always default back to what AMSOIL recommends, whether it's through the application guide or if it's a specific product that you'd have to contact technical services on. Get that in writing. Do not do this over the telephone. If you've got a customer that has a specific application or what have you, do this over the email so you have written recommendation. And then what AMSOIL will do to correct a covered defect: if the AMSOIL lubricant is defective in materials, design, and workmanship, AMSOIL will replace the defective lubricant, and at the option and cost of AMSOIL will repair or replace the component damaged by the defective lubricant. Repair or replacement, as provided in this paragraph, is the consumer's sole and exclusive remedy under this warranty. So be sure to read over that G1363, what is required to make a claim. AMSOIL has a bunch of recommendations for this. So what happened is my customer contacted me, said I had a failure, supplied some photos that were taken on a cell phone camera. They looked horrible, but I said, well, this is the process you have to go through. What happens if your customer has a warranty claim? It's a G40 technical service request form or a G40 TC, which is for two cycle. That's the G40 TC two cycle technical request form. So what I'm going to do is read through this email that went back and forth. I had my customers submit the parts and whatnot to AMSOIL, and they analyzed those. And this is a couple of month process, so it took a while for this to happen. So this is the email that I received. My customer wasn't satisfied with the answer. Just going to let you know up front, was not satisfied of what AMSOIL said, so asked me to see if I could do anything. I contacted AMSOIL Technical Services and requested additional information on this. I talked with AMSOIL Technical Services supervisor Don Zupek, who that's currently at the time of this recording, and so I got an email from AMSOIL, and this is the exact email that was sent to my customer. Amsoil Inc. has received your technical service request concerning your GP123 engine. Amsoil Inc. will refund you the shipping charges you incurred in this transaction. After analyzing the parts we received, we determined the cause of failure was due to a lean air-fuel ratio. Contrary to what the GP technician said, the characteristics of this failure does not indicate a lack of lubrication. This is a two-cycle twin-engine motor for use in remote-control airplanes. The engine was clearly being lubricated as there were no issues with the crank or connecting rod bearings or wrist pins. There is still residual oil on the cylinder walls, piston, wrist pins, and intake ports. If this was a lubrication problem, the wear would have been between the two cylinders evenly, between the intake and exhaust side evenly, and there would have been other problems with the bearings. You also stated you were using one pillow pack of Sabre per gallon of the recommended fuel, which is the correct mix ratio for your application, calling for a 40-to-1 mix ratio with conventional two-stroke oil. Exhaust side failures are characteristic of a lean air-fuel ratio. Also, in this case, one cylinder is significantly more damaged than the other, indicating that it ran hotter, meaning leaner, than the other side. The most common cause of this, aside from carburetor being out of adjustment, is an air leak. This could be from a slight main seal, head gasket, carburetor gasket leak, etc. Hopefully, since your engine has been rebuilt, you will not have this problem again. If you ever suspect there'd be a leak, you could always do a leak down test to make sure there's not a problem. Thank you for the opportunity to respond to your concerns. As always, please feel free to contact us, Amsoil Inc., if we can be of further assistance. Sincerely. I forwarded this on, and I then sent my thing to my customer. I did everything I possibly could to help this customer. Again, I contacted Amsoil Technical Services, and I said to the customer, I spoke directly with the director of technical services last week. Every indication shows this was not a failure in lubrication. You have been using Amsoil products for at least 3 years. I can assure you I've been using the exact same two-stroke oil in all of my equipment since the year 2000 with hundreds of other satisfied customers. Incorrect carb adjustment or some other problem that allowed excess air into the combustion chamber that increased temperatures dramatically is what caused your failure. If you have any other questions, please let me know. So then I received this email reply just today stating the guy who repaired my engine will state this is not the fact, incorrect carb adjustment or too lean was not the fact. As of this email, I will stop using Amsoil products in any of my equipment as well as tell everyone not to use any type of Amsoil that I fly with. I was led to believe that the cause of the engine failure was due to lack of lubrication. As far as I'm concerned, I am out $900 for lack of lubrication. So in this case, you can see that this customer, there's no way, even with the fact that Amsoil Technical Services has analyzed that and indicated there's lubrication on bearings, lubrication on the cylinder walls, lubrication, and stated how this was not a thing, this customer is not satisfied. The engine builder, obviously, he agrees with him more than he agrees with Amsoil. We're not going to satisfy this customer. It's just not going to happen. Sometimes you lose a customer. That's the way it goes. I did my part. Amsoil did their part. I'm moving on from this customer. There's nothing I can else say that can help him out. So just want you guys to know of the way it was handled. I tried to do it in a professional manner. Amsoil was very professional in their manner. We went through the process. The process works. And, you can tell anybody, if they're going to blame a product, they're going to blame something, you're not going to change their mind. Move on. Don't lose sleep over something like this. And so I'm trying to do this in a positive manner that, you know, everybody's not going to be satisfied with the answer that they receive from AMSOIL. AMSOIL has a warranty claim in process, and I can guarantee you they have. In the times of that it was AMSOIL's fault, they would replace the equipment. In this case, this person just wants to get a free motor because somebody else's problem. They're trying to place blame on something that wasn't really there. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Just know that AMSOIL is going to back up their products, but they're going to go through their steps. And I've read every piece of their steps concerning this problem, and AMSOIL has taken care of it. They've answered the questions, and they've done their due diligence on it. And I feel 100% confident that AMSOIL does do what they say they're going to do, and they do honor their warranties. In this situation, as you can see, that they cannot do it because of the facts that we laid out. So on to my next part of my call. It's going to be quite short, but if you've gotten the recent Dealer Magazine, this is dated July 2016. Last page is always reserved for our AMSOIL Vice President of Dealer Sales and Service, Bryce Malone. It's a great article this month. And actually, before the article came out, I was given an advance notice copy of this thing, and it's really good. But So what I did is I sent a voicemail to Bryce, and I said, I received your voice. I contacted Bryce, and I said, AMSOIL is working on helping dealers sponsor more productive dealers. Is there any person in particular that a dealer should focus on to maximize success for both the dealer, sponsoring dealer, and AMSOIL Inc.? His reply, I hope you're well. I received your voicemail, been busy. I finished writing the attached article for the July magazine. It falls right in line with what you're looking for. And if you haven't got the magazine, or if you're listening to this on the record, if you can log into the AMSOIL Dealer Zone, and you can pull up all the archive of this here. It says some interesting things on this article. Currently, only about 25% of AMSOIL dealers actually register a customer or account annually, and only about half of those customers and accounts make a purchase. If you recruit, recruiting doubles or even triples your efforts. That doesn't mean you register everyone as a dealer, but if you register one customer every month, and each of those customers tells a friend who tells a coworker or family member, you get the picture. You are exponentially multiplying your efforts by sponsoring dealers. So you read through this thing here, and it talks about registering customers. So, you know, he talks about issuing a challenge to every direct jobber. Get your sales teams activated. Lead by example. Register new buying customers and accounts. Teach your dealers to do the same. Issue your own challenge to them. You won't succeed by registering new dealers and just assuming they're going to do the work. You have to also you should also be doing. So if everyone thinks someone else is going to do the work, none of the work gets done. This is a very attainable goal. Registering one new buying dealer, customer, or account per month and see what happens. I think you should be doing one each of new customer, new PC, and new commercial retail account every week. And you should concentrate on sponsoring two new AMSOIL dealers every month. So you're adding 24 dealers a year to your team, and you're adding a week, that's 52 times 3 is, let me add that up just so I can make sure, 52 times 3, 156 new customers every month. So if you did that, you'd have 156 plus 24 new dealers. That's 180. If those 24 new dealers that you sponsored times 180 per year, that'd be 4,320 new customers per year that are in your business. Think about that. So when you're sponsoring dealers, look for those that are interested in building the business. Now, I'm going to say a caveat to that. So this is my reply. I said, that's a great article. I was thinking more about who should we be focusing on as dealers? Should we be sponsoring everyone and see who works out? Or should we be more selective on who we sponsor as dealers? If we should be more selective, who should we sponsor? What criteria AMSOIL is looking for? And so Bryce comes back to me and says, Michael, there's not a profile of who makes a good AMSOIL dealer. It is a numbers game. We need more dealers. We are aging and aging quickly. We do need younger, more ethnically diverse dealers. We have the market cornered on old white guys. We need to engage younger individuals, but in the end, it is a numbers game. As much as we would like to focus on a select group, that is not very possible. I wish there was a silver bullet, but there isn't. For now, we need to increase the pipeline of dealers and nurture those that show promise to make them the next Michael Sparks, end quote. So, folks, this is a numbers game. If you think sponsoring 1 or 5 or 10 dealers, and this is me talking, this is my my commentary here. If you think sponsoring 1 or 5 or 10 dealers is going to make you financially independent, think again. Sponsoring is a numbers game. I've read countless books and listened to countless speakers say, you don't know the posers from the producers. This is 100% true in my own personal business. Those dealers that I sponsored who I thought would rise to the top floundered and quit, and those dealers I thought wouldn't amount to anything went on to be some of the best dealers on our team. You see, we don't know what personally drives another person. We don't know what they bring to the table, the skills, the connections, the work ethic, the ability to learn, the ability to listen and apply what they learned. The ruggedness to hang in there through thick and thin. That's what makes a great AMSOIL dealer. I bet 100% that my sponsor would have thought I wouldn't have had a chance. I had no sales history, no lubrication experience, knew no one in the town that I lived in, had never been in MLM or network marketing, but I had the dream, that idea that I didn't want to work for someone else and I wanted to help others do the same. Honestly, when I first got started in AMSOIL, I thought it was going to be easy. You know, everybody needs oil, right? I just knew I was going to be at the top in 12 months. That's really what I thought. 12 months. I said, heck, a year I'd be at this thing, I'll be making a good income. I went out there even. I even went and bought a brand new BMW motorcycle. It was in 2000. I thought, heck, I'll be, you know, payment was like $200 a month or whatever. Hell, I'll be making that no time at all in AMSOIL. But like anything else in life that's worthwhile, it always takes longer than you expect. You have to try harder than anyone else, and you have to realize that you need the skills in the future that you don't have today. That's the key. You have to realize that you need the skills in the future that you don't have today to become what you want to be. So you have to work on those skills. See, what I knew back in 2000 and what I know now is totally different. I had no skills to even put on a program like this. I think even for 3 or 4 years, David Bell said, well, you should have your own teleconference. You should do this. You should do that. I'm like, well, I don't think I'm ready to do that. Well, I had to get ready, and I had to have this teleconference, and I think it's what has helped propel me to that next level. And you have to work on those skills and realize that the skills that you're going to need in the future are ones that you do not have today, and you have to start working on them today. So you see, you don't know what you don't know in the future, And it sounds stupid. It really does. When I say it out loud, it sounds stupid, but you don't know what skills you're going to need in the future. So you just got to work on a bunch of things. You got to read a lot of books. You got to listen to a lot of tapes. You got to try a lot of things. You got to fail a bunch of times so you can get past all that crap and become successful. It's just like anything else in life. It takes work. And if everybody was going to do it, if everybody's going to be successful at it, then it wouldn't be worth doing because, you know, it's hard for a reason. Just like college, it's hard for a reason. But anyhow, work on those skills, folks. Get yourself out there. I hope this was a good call. I'm going to end this now, and let me see where my recording is at. I'm on recording. And I'm going to turn off the mute. I appreciate everybody getting on tonight. And work on those skills, and I guarantee you'll see more success in the future. I hope everybody has a good week. Get out there and make some AMSL happen. I appreciate getting on the call. Have a good night.
Hey. Good night, Michael.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Take care. What's going on, Johnny?